to Cahill Lynch. The clock is down to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Hooters about to go. And Kerry are in an All-Ireland Ladies Senior Football Final for the first time in a long time. And what a journey it has been. They have beaten Mayo 4-10 to 13 points. Fantastic occasion, fantastic result. Congratulations to the girls in goal this afternoon, Liam.
Yeah, and I'm delighted. I'm looking down there now at Dara Long, Declan, you know, Geraldine O'Shea, the legend Geraldine O'Shea, Anne-Marie O'Donoghue, Cassandra Buckley, Michelle O'Connor, Lorraine Fitzgerald, and Nora Feely. These are the bunch of people, you know, that are keep getting the whole thing ticking over here today. You know, and the girls went out in the field and they put on a fantastic performance. You know, and it's going to be great around the kingdom now for the next 2 weeks. There'll be not only football talks, you know, and everyone is going to. It's just going to be a fantastic 2 weeks, John.
This is an amazing occasion, an amazing result. And you know what? They were comfortable. They were comfortable
they were
pretty much
comfortable
from the beginning.
Very comfortable, like. And but from one to the subs that came on, I don't think the Kerry management could ask any more from them. No, they were just fantastic.
Yeah, there you go. That's a commentary team for Radio Kerry Sport in Croke Park on Saturday. John Drummy and Liam Brosnan covering that game, which saw Kerry really blow Mayo away. 4 goals and 10 points to 13 points against the All-Ireland final against the reigning champions Meath on July 31st. Whipping the line is Selena Looney, chairperson of the Kerry Ladies Football Association. Selena, congratulations. What a great game. What a great performance from the team.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. It was amazing. You know, whether you were there in person or watching on the TV, it was an incredible display of football. The guys had said it there earlier on the commentary, you couldn't have asked more from them. They were phenomenal. They went out there, they played their hearts and souls out. They wanted it. You know, they wanted to prove that in the All-Ireland final is where they deserve to be, and they did exactly that. You couldn't fault their performance. Everyone, the whole entire team and management, they have just gone from strength to strength this year. They have progressed even from the start of the year, even in the last couple of games. So we're very, very proud of them. You know, it's been a long road and a long time in the making to get to here. And this team is special. You know, they're an incredible bunch of girls, and I'm so happy for them, you know. I'm so, so happy for them.
Yeah, yeah. Incredible stuff. They were right at it right from the start. They almost got a goal from the throw-in on Saturday, and they kept driving at them and like 2-4 to 6 points up after 18 minutes, and they didn't relinquish it really for the rest of the game. They produced a brilliant performance when it was needed in a semi-final.
They did, and credit to Mayo's goalkeeper, like, she made a cracking save. And credit to that team too. They were brilliant at taking long range points. Like, they were brilliant at taking their scores, and it was goals, you know, that we scored that I suppose really sealed the deal. But not only the goals that were scored, the team played phenomenal, Jerry. From the back, the defence was solid. They were incredible. We could not ask any more of them. You know, they really gave it their all and put their bodies on the line. You know, our middle of the field, our girls there connecting the ball up to the forwards. Phenomenal Trojan work done by them. And our forwards, exceptional on the day. You know, everyone, wherever you were in the field, every girl gave 110%.
Yeah.
You know, I
yeah.
don't think any one of them came off the field thinking, you know, I could have given more. Because we couldn't have expected any more of them. And Jerry, success at the end of the day is knowing you did your best, and those girls did their best on Saturday. And that's exactly what we're going to ask of them again in 2 weeks' time, is go out there and do your best. So very excited for 2 weeks' time. So as you said, it's a very exciting time in Kerry. You know, 2 weeks of football, and there's a whole lot going on. So it's great. It's great to be here.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, this team, they've come through a lot. As you said, on Friday, we're looking ahead to this game. They've been building up in the last couple of years. The management team, as Liam Brosnan was talking about there, they've been working very hard, and they seem to have been able to get them to put out the performances on the big days when they needed to put out the performances. So it'll be a question, I suppose, of continuing that for 2 weeks' time, Selena. And look, Meath, huge challenge. They ground out the win against Donegal, 12 points to 1-7, but they're going for two in a row. There's some brilliant performers themselves. So, like, it's not Cork, it's not Dublin, but it's the All-Ireland champions Kerry are facing. But I suppose they won't be faced given the trajectory of their season so far and the way they've been putting performances in day after day.
You know, Jerry, like, as you said, it is need we're facing. It is the reigning All-Ireland champions, and they have incredible players themselves. But so do we, Jerry. I mean, we have a panel of exceptional girls who I feel this year have really stepped up. They have been building, and along with the management, they have all put in work. And a lot of the work that our girls have done is unseen. And I think this is going to stand to them when we face Meath in the All-Ireland final. And I think, you know, it's going to be a great game. It'll be a close game, but it's going to be a great game. And I think just as much as we are looking at their performers, Meath are looking at our girls too. And we have a whole panel that you need to watch.
Yeah, and look, top performers as well. Everyone giving it their most. Everyone, like, we've Louise Mahertig, we've Sheffield O'Shea with two goals the last day. Kayleigh Cronin in full back as well was brilliant. So it's just getting performances from all of them. So look, it's hugely exciting. Are you hoping for a massive support, Selena, and a good buzz for the next 2 weeks?
Absolutely. I mean, this has been a long time in the making, Jerry. It's 10 years since we've back in an All-Ireland final. And it's a little bit longer than that since we brought home the cup. So I'm praying that stadium will be full of Kerry supporters. And I suppose, look, anyone looking to get tickets, they're on the links in all our social medias, but they can be got on the LGFA's website. There's links to them there. Supporter buses, we hope to run them again. And yeah, just get a big crowd behind these girls because they deserve it. You know, they deserve to have a stadium full in Croke Park and cheer them on. They have put in an immense amount of work. And it would be amazing to see the county get behind these girls, you know, and drive it home for them.
Yeah, it certainly would. Well, Selena, look forward to the next 2 weeks. And thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. Well done again to all involved.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having us on.